Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking chances,
living large. Hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great, buddy. Where are you at today?
Des Moines, Iowa.
You're from every state. Are you playing in a pro-am kind of deal, or just making an appearance for your drink, or what? What's going on?
All the above.
You'll be a winner.
Right.
It's an exciting thing happening this weekend. John Daly II, Little John, making his pro golf debut at the Yaquinet Classic. That's the Corn Ferry Tour. I know you got to be excited. Of course, he played his first pro match, I guess, a few months back, but he was an amateur. So this is his first pro match. And also, I saw where he got a big endorsement deal. And so just give us a little update and your expectation for him this weekend.
Yeah, it's in Amarillo, Texas. His first Corn Ferry. It's actually his second Corn Ferry event. He played the one in Oklahoma a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he's excited. Yeah, he's with TaylorMade and got a few other little endorsements. He's happy. So looking forward to see how he plays this week. He loves the golf course.
Yeah.
Played 9 holes yesterday. He said he loves it. So we'll see what happens. I'm excited for him.
I saw where the tournament director said, quote, "We're extremely excited to have John Daly II start his professional career in Amarillo. John has had an incredible college career at Arkansas. I can't imagine a better way for him to start the next phase of his career in the same city as his father, John Daly, who finished runner-up in the Corn Ferry Tour event back in 1990. Now, no, it wasn't called that, but do you remember that? Did you know that that was the case?
Yeah, it was actually the Hogan Tour back then,
right?
In 1990. Yeah, I had a good chance to win that thing. I ended up finishing second, but I'm excited. Hopefully LJ can do that or win the dang thing. It'd be great.
Well, I listened to him on camera. I can't really – I think you said it was TaylorMade. Your call is a little muffled today, but I think you said TaylorMade. But it was the name of a brand. I can't remember the name of it, but he's very well-spoken, John. He's good on the camera. Obviously, that's, you know, because he spent time with you. He's talked about traveling the world and being able to see all the great players and how – they've all sort of impacted him, but he's a really natural in front of the camera. That's no surprise.
Yeah, he handles himself really well. Yeah, it is TaylorMade.
Okay,
I can't think of the clothing thing that he did, but I'm just excited for him. He's excited, you know. It's cool. He's got basically his first tour staff bag that he gets to use, and he's just happy. He's excited to get going, and I'm just looking forward to see how he plays.
Speaking of a great Razorback play, how about the Women's Open, U.S. Women's Open, this weekend? You had not one, but two Razorback golfers, former Razorback golfers, in the top 10. Gabby Lopez was finished second by one stroke from winning the thing, and then Jose Marin, who obviously won a national championship with the Razorbacks. She was the low amateur round, finished eighth overall in the tournament. Pretty darn impressive showing by the ladies.
That's really a great golf course, too, Riviera. I've always loved that golf course. Used to play the Nissan. Now it's called another car company. I can't think of what it's called. Tiger kind of hosted. That's just awesome. Those two girls are really, really good. But Corda's just incredible how good she is.
Roger made the point, and I've said it too. Man, your social media, I don't know if Anna's doing it or it's a combination of your PR people, but, man, you everywhere I turn on, especially Instagram, right, Roger? Is that where you see most of it? Or Facebook, too?
Twitter.
Twitter. You are everywhere. Do you sense that? Do you realize that's happening, whether it be algorithms or whatever, how much exposure you're getting on social media?
Well, with all the commercials and stuff I've been doing, I haven't been really keeping up with a lot of it. I've just been hearing about it. But no, me and Anna, we're on it. We do some funny stuff.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't want to. I don't know if we said the last time we talked to you about the commercial you shot last week and who it was for. Can you share that or no?
Oh, I did Big Ass Fans. I did Kingsford Charcoal. I did Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah,
that's
I know Dunkin' Donuts. So, and these are these are national. I mean, so the John Daly brand has never been hotter, and which is good, helps pay the bills, right?
Yeah, it's been fun, man. I love doing it. The Dunkin' Donut one, you're gonna laugh your butts off. I'm telling you, it's funny. It is hilarious.
And I guess we have not talked to you. I'm trying to think, my weeks get mixed up. Sure. Obviously, Razorbacks baseball and softball season come to an end. You got the College World Series this weekend. 5 of the 8 teams are SEC teams, and I think the Razorbacks were 9-5 against those 5 teams. And so, just shows you how tough the league is, and just wasn't our year. Of course, you still got the track team that's out there, probably going to win a national championship, but. But, yeah, just didn't quite get the goals. Of course, the ladies getting to the World Series for the first time was outstanding.
Yeah, and then, you know, those runs last year for the team at Arkansas didn't fare well in the Nationals. It was a great spring for all the Hog sports, but it just wasn't a great ending for them and a lot of them, you know, all those that you mentioned. And then hopefully our track can get it done, women's and men's. We'll just see what happens, and then we got to talk about football pretty soon, don't we?
That's exactly. Yeah, listen, I'm still trying to get the touchdown club lineup set, so that's never easy. Do want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John each week. You can check them out online at hondaofrussellville.com. Great folks. They're the number one Honda power sports dealer in Arkansas and the number 3 largest in the United States. John, I'm not a big NBA guy. Neither is Roger. Christian, our producer, is. Have you developed friendships with NBA guys? I know you have with a lot of NFL guys over the years and Major League Baseball. What about basketball players? Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
Charles Barkley.
Of them.
I would think Barkley would be a good buddy of yours.
Barkley's one of my best buddies. I got to play a little bit of golf with Ray Allen. He's just awesome. I met a lot of them, man. Jordan played golf with Michael a few times.
What was he like to play? What was he like to play golf with?
He was great. He's awesome. You know, he smokes his cigars and he just goes around and plays, likes to gamble a little bit. But it was really fun. And if you haven't got a chance to play his golf course, the Grove 23, it's pretty impressive down in Florida.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up. I don't know if you heard, you've been so busy, heard the case yesterday of the Texas Tech quarterback who – you know, they had found that he'd gambled on his own team and had placed, I think, 40 bets when he played in Indiana, bet about $90,000. You know, you've obviously talked about, it's been well documented in your book or books about your gambling habit. You know, as a guy who's done that, are you concerned with these young guys that now have, it's just so much easier access than back in the day when you were in college? I mean, listen, when we were there, John, listen, I had buddies that were placing bets with bookies, but now it's so easy to go online. Is it a concern to you to see how easy it is, including your son, to be able, because it can become an addiction, gambling?
Yeah, I always did it legally. I always bet. You know, I went to casinos to gamble. So, like, you know, I do worry about it. I've had people, and I'm not going to lie about, hey, man, if you shoot 80-80, we could. You know, if you can miss cuts on purpose, I can make you a lot of money.
Sure.
And I'm not going to deny people. And I look at them, I go, you know what, yourself, because I ain't that kind of guy. I've never done that. So, nor would I ever do that because, you know, that hurts my living back then. And these kids, man, look, you saw it in college basketball. I don't know where it's gone. I know it's still going through it. But, kids shaving points, it really makes me mad. It makes me so mad, especially when these kids are getting paid to play now.
Yeah. Yeah, this kid at Texas Tech, you know, the appellate court, I guess, you know, said no, he's going to be able to play for now. But you know, if you allow players, active players, to say and publicly say, yeah, I've gambled and nothing's going to happen to me, I think it's going to hurt the integrity of the sport. I think the ruling yesterday shocked a lot of people. But it is an addiction, and it's something that's real. And I knew you certainly have something to say about that. Somebody asked too, who is Little John's caddy going to be? How does that work? Does he have somebody now that's going to be with him for the next 5 years, or how does that work?
That's totally up to him. He's got a buddy caddy for him this week, but he hasn't told me about the caddy situation too much. I'm just been more and more about how he's playing and getting it going, but now he's got a really good friend that's caddying for him. So we'll see. That's all him, not me.
Well, listen, we're excited for you as a dad to be able to watch him obviously take off in his career. We're excited for you, all the stuff you're doing, and we'll be watching. And what'd you say? You said Dunkin' Donuts. You said what was the grill company? The who else?
Kingsford Charcoal, Skill Shot, Big Ass Band. What else? I think there's a bunch of them. It's been a blast doing them too.
Yeah. Well, listen. Congratulations. It's great you have Anna there helping you. You know, she's your
lot of good boy stuff.
Yeah. Listen.
A lot of good boy stuff. New flavors out. Golf pack and the Paradise pack's out. So you're gonna love them.
Good boy stuff. You're killing it. Well, congratulations on the success. And we'll be watching Little John this weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Go Hogs. Love y'all. Go LJ.
Love you, buddy. See you, buddy. See you, man.